Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, my song, Dove Knight Legacy Songs of Bianca Black, and the album is out for you to enjoy and to buy. Consider buying, you know, it's out. It's for you to enjoy and buy. You can listen to it on Deezer. You can listen to Amazon, Spotify. It's a combination of my greatest hits. The songs that I released the last 10 years is there for you to enjoy. And I just want to say that I had fun doing these songs because I was not just a singer. I was involved in, you know, songwriting. And songwriting and singing is so important to me. Here's one song that I really enjoy doing.
You to think I'm cool, but I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to approach you and start the conversation. Yeah.
I saw this story so many times about that song. You know, I love pop music. I love to make pop music. I actually was planning to make another a cover song, Fool in the Rain by Led Zeppelin. You know, it's one of their, some people would say lighter song, but I don't think it's a lighter song. I think it's a great song, Fool in the Rain, because I really relate to it because I feel like I'm a fool, but I had to practice. And, you know, because Robert Plant has a great voice. From his, you know, the hard rock, you know, he got a powerful voice. Originator probably accelerated the voice, you know, more than anybody probably. And rock and roll, hard rock, because there were so many imitators from Robert Plant. I would say him and Janis Joplin, and then Robert Plant imitated Janis Joplin, or, you know, Janis Joplin, Robert. But Robert Plant came out, and every band just went, you know, even AC/DC, the lead singer said he was influenced by Plant's voice. So as a vocalist, he was unique. The power, he brought that, you know, the scream and the power, but also great range. But on Fool in the Rain, he was actually singing more in the lower tones, tenor voice, you know. And I can relate to what the song is about. You know, I feel like a fool, you know. But anyway, the Fool in the Rain was like more pop, like a pop rock song. So what happened was, when I got to the studio, I worked with another songwriter, and he's so wise with music, great with music. We both are songwriters, so he deserves as much credit as I do, even though I'm a songwriter, you know, and a singer. So I thought, you know, we talked about it, and we just changed our minds right on the spot. We just said, okay, just make up a new song. So I really want to get to know you with Made From Scratch, Unexpected, and Spontaneous. So a lot of these recordings were made spontaneously because they were not expected to make. You know, going intentionally, that's the thing about me making music is like, I go in intentionally going to sing something else, or I had to come up with these lyrics, and then I had to come up with this great melody, work on a melody with this person, David, and then there's an idea about how the instruments are. And as I said before, my experience in recording for making a song. Particularly, you know, the last recordings, it's, you know, it takes a lot to put the music together, the melody, the lyrics, and then the voice. I think, you know, singing on key, but it's actually easier. It's not as much pressure. But still, my voice is deeper. So I have a higher voice, but a lot of my songs I sing deeper because I'm in the studio for hours. So I don't have the range or the power that it was. If I had, like, more money or a backing or something, that I could sing it, you know, work on the lyrics and the music one day, then go the next day and then work on the voice, then I probably would sound a lot clearer. You know, that's, but it was great to do. It was fun. I love recording. Now, performing, I love to do, you know, I had to sing right in front of somebody, so there's no limitations. But I have to look at somebody, you know, I have to look at somebody, and I love to look at people. Because I was a shy person, you know, I was, you know, being shy when I came out to Hollywood at a young age, and I, you know, told myself, well, how is I going to be a performer if I'm so shy? I had to get up on stage and sing in front of somebody. So I went to the clubs in the Valley, and I went to the clubs in Hollywood, and I got up on stage, and I even did karaoke at once, and because I, you know, I didn't have no band or anything. And then I went and, you know, went on stage and just made up some songs, and then got my recording, and then wanted to be with bands, try to get bands, and then we go on stage. So I got used to it, being on stage. So that was a good thing. It was hard at first. It was like, oh, it's wow. And then I did it again. And I did it again. And I did it again. And I got used to it. I was like, oh, I can sing in front of anybody. I'm so comfortable. It doesn't matter who's there. Just go and sing. I did it so many times. So that's one thing. It's repetition and consistency at that time. It's about that dream. And Legacy Songs and Beyond is out there for you to enjoy. There are, you know, you heard the other songs. I'm going to go through a little quick, you know, what you hear. You heard these songs before. And then there's my song I written on a keyboard. I released to you as a keyboard. I sung it really without any preparation. My voice, you know, I'll talk about that in a minute, but more about my voice. But my voice, I was a much low key. I was just sitting at a keyboard, no microphone, just made up a, I just wanted to do something different without having a microphone or going to recording studio. Just, you know, it's my thing. You know, it's just, I have nothing to prove in that department, whatever. I sound good. And I've written the lyrics and melody on my own as just the songwriter. Yes, I do love you.
I really wanna be with you. You make my dreams come true. I really wanna hold you forever, and that's the truth. Don't you really do?
And those are some of the songs that are on there. I'm pretty much, it's about 16 songs that I released the last 10 years, and it was great for me to release them to the little labels that gave me that chance, because it's part of that dream, the Hollywood dream. And, you know, I'm going to say with David, you know, working with David, the songwriting was great. You know, two songwriters is great. And I want to say to all of you, you know, just give it a try, listen to it. Cause it's so cheap to buy. You know, you just go to Amazon and you can get it. It's for you to enjoy. Please consider buying it or listening to it on Spotify or iHeartRadio. It's everywhere. So, and, you know, it's part of the Hollywood dream. It's like what I had. Since I had it for a very long time. And that was like the culmination of why I did all this music. It was something that I just, you know, when I was in my hometown, all I did was sing. You know, sing around, and it just let me down that path. And just go and sing and then write these songs. Writing songs came accessory instantly, because when I wanted to be in the music business as an artist, I realized that the songwriting was also connected to it instantly. And I realized how that, you know, you can sing, but it's like the lyrics or the music is so important to the artist, the voice or the band, you know, because what melody you hear on the keyboard, the guitar, or what you hear on the drums and what words the singer sings is so important for to get across to on the radio. It's part of that artistry. And I was so glad to be a part of that. But it's also part of that dream. When I came to Hollywood, it was such a huge undertaking, because I came out here with $400 in cash and no money. I was so desperate to make it to the top, starting over, starting from scratch. And I went through a lot, and I'm glad I survived. Because the truth is, Hollywood has been a place where a lot of people have came out here, and some people did not live to see their dream, and some people gave up. And I'm glad I didn't give up, because it's part of the Hollywood dream to come true. This is what I need to tell you. Good day, good night from Death Night.